This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! 1 year after their total war against us. Hell, I've been attacking us forever, but 1 year after their mega massive offensive, we're here, still on air thanks to you. It's an amazing time to be alive. Taking your calls throughout the hour. First visit of Mark Passio, a really smart guy. I enjoyed some of his shows and research, and I don't know a lot of research myself, so I know a lot of it's very accurate because I know it, and I've learned some stuff as well. So he's going to be riding shotgun with us and hopefully come down to town sometime and be in studio with us because I want more and more want to get guests in studio. He's going to be joining us coming up. Let's go back to your phone calls right now. I'm also going to play this deep state FBI agent, former agent, who just ups the ante every day with outrageous stuff. He says Trump lowered the flags to have masks to Hail Hitler. Don't believe me? I'm going to show you the clip next segment. I'm wondering where we're going to go next with this. This is just getting insane. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Kevin in New Hampshire. Kevin, you're on the air. Thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great,
hey, great brother. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. First thing I want to say is thanks a lot for your Survival Shield X2, man. I try to take it every day, so bad I forget, but every time I do, I feel great. Sometimes it actually works better than a cup of coffee. It's amazing.
Well, I got to tell you, I got told by Dr. Group 8 years ago when he first visited here. He goes, listen, I'm working on this iodine, special isolated type. We actually absorb it. It's from, nobody else has it. And if you take it, you'll go through a big detox and all this stuff, but it'll change your life. And I actually took it and lost tons of weight. My skin got better. I mean, iodine is the missing link. The problem is most iodine is chemically bound. It's toxic. It'll eat a hole in your stomach. This stuff doesn't do it. So thanks for the testimonial.
Absolutely. Quick question before I get to what I call in about. Are you guys going to be at the Manchester, New Hampshire rally on the 15th?
We've got four reporters that rove the U.S., and they're at most events, and I believe they will be there. We're trying to hire more. We've actually hired three more reporters. They're getting trained and ready right now. We've got a bunch of expansions that are going to be announced very soon, including lawsuits against the globalists, new shows, and then a bunch of covert operations we're running that we can't talk about.
Right, I understand, and that's awesome. I'll be looking for you guys.
Brother, without you, you are the operation. You are doing this. So don't say, hey, thank you guys, thank you. You understand? Don't get this ass backwards, Kevin. You are the reason we're here.
All right, and I appreciate that, Alex. So here's my theory. I was both listening yesterday, and I also played back just in case I missed anything, your show from yesterday. And you're asking, how do you think they're going to strike back with this proxy war we got with China? Well, we know now, Alex, that the Chi-Coms are the ones behind Antifa, and both of these shooters were Antifa. They do that through the Confucius Institute, radicalizing our professors and students, and all Antifa are college professors and students. So do you think it's possible that they've already struck back, or it was a preemptive
strike? Oh, no, I agree. I think China's behind this. I think it's synthetic. I think it's synthetic. All the evidence is there, and they've created this cult of hate. They've created this atmosphere. Whether these people were under their orders or not, they were organically mind controlled to do this.
Absolutely. I mean, we know our own CIA is compromised by the globalists, which all connects back to China. And
well, why do you think Obama gave the operation away, the Office of Personnel Management? He gave them all the files 7 years ago so they could checkmate and blackmail everybody, so they could give their own agents and the Chi-Coms the whole blueprint of the U.S. intelligence operation. I mean, it's a miracle the country's even still here.
Absolutely. And, I don't know how much stock you put in this guy, but, I mean, he wrote a lot of good stuff, and he did come out against you. He's dead now, that Bill Cooper guy. He talked about this, how they would all be on SSRIs, and on that same page, it's now a meme now all over the Internet. that paragraph out of his book, Behold a Pale Horse.
No, I think William Cooper did a lot of great stuff. He talked about the Chi-Coms, SSRIs, a lot of smart stuff. I was never against Cooper. I interviewed him a few times. He just got jealous of the show, and that's okay.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, playing this song from the Motor City Madman, now a transplant to Texas, reminds me it's time to get Uncle Ted back on. He says he'll come in studio. Let's go pick him up north of Austin and drive his ass down here. He's amazing in person, Ted Nugent. I think we got the globalists in a stranglehold. Okay, so I've known about Mark Passer a couple of years, watching her stuff. My wife listens to it a lot, and I was listening to it a few weeks ago in the car. I said, well, I got to get that guy on. And then by the time I got a hold of him, all hell broke loose last week. So we rescheduled him twice, and I've canceled most guests, by the way, because obviously they're trying to trigger a civil war right now. But I wanted to get into natural law. And I'm getting back on about his view on fake Christians because it's lined up with mine. And he's just a smart guy. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. And he's an independent researcher, public speaker from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The past 12 years, his work has been to teach the universe spiritual laws of morality upon which all human freedom depends. So it's a good point just to ask, what is natural law? And then just project it onto what's happening now. The Democrats are breaking natural law. They're at war with natural law. They're at war with the very reality of the universe, like the French Revolution claimed it was to enlighten, but it was really trying to bring in a total dark age. And what does it do to natural law? We'll play this at the end of the segment. To have former high-level FBI agent, counterterrorism, come out, Fig Lazuzzi, or however you say his name, every day it's a new thing, and say that Trump lowered the flags to say Heil Hitler. And then what he does is he projects mental illness onto it, knowing that the type of mentally ill people out there who now don't have any consciousness, don't have any rudder, don't have any basis in reality, don't have any natural law, don't have any compass, don't have any ways to differentiate, now just look for fantasy land because, oh, the flags go up on one day and they go down a few days later on 8-8, that means Heil Hitler, because some weird, obscure group said that in prison. And so now the FBI is popularizing, not just mom and dad is bad, not just the American flag is racist, not just nationalism is evil, but now the word 88 is bad. You know, we got a crew member named Drew, and he wears a Drew Pearson Dallas Cowboys 88. Was Drew Pearson a worshiper of Hitler? So it's this mind control of projecting onto everything that this symbol, which means everything's going well in scuba diving or in welding or in, you know, for astronauts, this means A-OK. Okay. Well, that's now, you know, white supremacism. This attempt to attack language and to destroy language, where do you think it's all going? So, Mark Passio, thanks for joining us. I apologize for rescheduling you, but it's been a crazy period.
No worries. I completely understand, Alex. I want to say thank you for bringing me onto the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
What you talk about natural law is so simple, but also so complex. Quantify why it's so important.
Well, I mean, the first thing is I'd like to clear up what natural law is not, because a lot of people have a mental definition that's quite different than what it really is. Natural law is definitely not and has absolutely nothing to do with Darwinism. It has absolutely nothing to do with the so-called survival of the fittest or the so-called law of the jungle or what people often term as the so-called natural order. You know, these have nothing to do with what I'm referring to when I talk about natural law. Natural law is cosmic spiritual law of creation that is all about objective morality. It's a set of universal, inherent, objective, non-man-made, eternal, and unchangeable conditions that actually govern the consequences of the behaviors that we choose through our own free will. That's what natural law really is.
So it's God's law.
It's absolutely God's law. That's probably the best term for it that it's been called over human history. This is God's law, not man's law. And, you know, freedom depends on whether we understand it objectively or not, whether we understand which behaviors are actually moral behaviors.
Why are these evil people at war with natural law when it gives you freedom and prosperity and empowerment?
Well, as you know, the highest level globalists and social engineers of our world are Satanists. They are Satanists and dark Luciferians. They are dark occultists, as I refer to them. And they want to turn God's law on its head. They want to reign in hell rather than rule in heaven. What they want to do is become the actual rulers of earth and turn earth into a prison and then rule over that prison because they don't want to abide by the laws of morality. They want to be God. That's what Satanism is actually
about. And
that's
really incredibly key, because they know other people are going to escape it and find natural law. That's why I call it a prison planet. They're obsessed with building a prison, a false reality, hoping they can trick us to serve them.
That is absolutely what they are doing, without a doubt. You know, and see, it all hinges on confusing people about what objective morality is. See, if people are confused about objective morality, then they can't bring their behavior into alignment with natural law.
And so describe that for people. That's critical.
Yeah, there's a law in the universe known as the law of freedom, as I refer to it. And it's very simply that as the aggregate or collective morality of a species increases, as we collectively become more moral people because we're aligning our behavior to objective right, meaning we are not doing actions that cause harm to other people. That's what wrongdoings are. And rights, which very few people can even define, are actions which do not initiate harm or violence to other beings. You know, most people can't even give the definition of a simple definition of a right. That's why we're losing our rights. Okay, so if we don't bring our behavior into alignment with natural law, that becomes a complete source of chaos and disorder in the world, and we eventually go into enslavement. The law of freedom is basically that as the collective morality of a species increases, their collective freedom as a species increases. And as the collective morality of a species declines and we go into immoral behaviors as an entire race of beings, then we go deeper and deeper into bondage and enslavement. This is what I refer to as the natural law of freedom.
And the enemy knows that, and everything is set up to trick people into that process. And when you become corrupt, you can see people spiritually lose that spark in the eye and become like dumb slaves. It's the Bible talks about they're given over to great delusion.
Without a doubt. And this is all about confusing people as to the actual behaviors that are moral versus the behaviors that are actually immoral. Most people have taken on the mindset of these dark occultists and Satanists by buying into what is known as moral relativism. And moral relativism is the destroyer of human freedom. It's the belief, or religion, if you will, the ideology that objective morality doesn't exist inherently in the universe, and that right and wrong are actually subjective constructs of the human mind.
And your brain's just a computer, and there is no right or wrong. You're not really alive. Dogs really don't get excited. They don't have emotions. Of course they do. They're just teaching you that you're a robot because they want you to think you have no consciousness so they can program you.
Exactly. They want to give us their mindset. Their mindset is this totally degraded, immoral mindset, and they want to spread that mindset through society, because only when people buy into a lesser version of these high-level Satanist mindset can they actually be controlled by them.
And I've also noticed when I've had the top Democrats sue me and things, they really believe that we're evil like them and running scams. And I've also noticed that that's how twisted they are. They really believe that all there is evil. It's bizarre.
Well, part of like what you said, it's about projection. The enemy always wants to project their own mindset onto other people and say that they're doing the same thing that they're actually doing and try to turn the tables like that. And they're going to be able to get away with that as long as the public doesn't wake up to the dangers of moral relativism and learn natural law. You know, it is not about we are not the arbitrators of what right and wrong are. We should be discovering those principles as they exist in nature, because they are inherent to nature.
And all the occultists talk about magic. That's all a twisted form. If you really follow God's laws, the magic is immediate. And it's not magic. It's the way the universe works. It's the keys to destiny. We'll be back with Mark Passio of WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Really smart guy. We're going to hear a lot more from him.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Again, too, to get really into natural law and why the system is trying to overthrow it, because they can't rule unless they sabotage you and basically cut your legs off so you're a psychological, spiritual cripple so they can rule over you. But I want to get his take on world events. Some of your calls coming up, Carlos Bill, Chase the Patriot, Rick Brad. I promise before this hour ends, we'll get to you. Then coming up today in the fourth hour is Mike Adams of Natural News. .com. We might go 10 minutes in or so with Mark if you can do it. Mike's always fine with that because I have plenty of time to talk to Mr. Passio of, again, the website, whatonearthishappening.com. I always just type in Mark Passio and go listen to what he's saying and doing. And the reason I like it is that I've done a lot of historical research, and he's really a smart guy. He knows what he's talking about. So many other people, which I'm not saying this with pleasure, don't know what they're talking about. And truth is so on its face when you know it. But then you run into other people that have never discovered it or never even experienced God's laws, universal law, that they are at war with it. They get angry that you possess it, and there's like a spiritual envy. I would almost describe evil or Satanism or the demonic forces is they're upset by the very existence of the spirit of natural law that I guess almost like a prism comes down from God and almost beams out from us. I don't mean that to sound new agey, but more and more I go to Democrat events. I've even gone there, you know, disguised with a cap on and whatever and not let them know. And you hear these people and they, the Democrats didn't used to act like demonic goblins 20 years ago. Something's happening. People are either getting more demonic, more fallen, or more awake. How does that fit into what's happening on the planet, in your view?
Well, I would say that there are spiritually fallen individuals that have really a very degraded sense of self, and they're in a deep state of self-loathing. Only self-loathing people would want more control and violence in the world through government. You know, only self-loathing people become authoritarians and support authoritarianism. And these people don't have an actively developed sense of self and morality and truth. And they're very cut off and disconnected from spirit. And that is the underlying problem. You know, I think what sets my work apart from many other researchers' work is that I don't so much focus on the symptoms of like what is actually going on in our world. You know, it's that my name, my site is What on Earth is Happening, but it might be more apropos to call it Why on Earth is This Happening? See, I focus on the underlying causal factors within consciousness.
And you're right, because as a news show, we have to cover all the crazy things happening. But it's important to realize the root of this is that there really is, just like computers have programs and computers have viruses, there is information in the universe that either destroys you or information that empowers you.
That's exactly right. And, you know, what they're doing is they are confusing everybody about what the actual difference between right and wrong are. You know, they're trying to tell people that, you know, vices are crimes instead of actually really understanding the true wrongdoings that we should not be enacting or initiating toward our fellow beings. You know, the real
wrongdoings. They focus on sins that almost everybody's involved in that aren't good, but aren't the fount of where it comes from, the breaking of the original laws from which all the other vice comes from. So, because I've always inherently said that, like not standing up against evil or killing a baby or being a coward or lying to people to get ahead, that's a real sin. Smoking cigarettes, having, you know, whatever, I mean, you're, that's not good, but
not
you always notice
you,
the churches obsess on that. They obsess on that because they don't want you to go address the big stuff.
Yes, those are vices at best, not crimes. They're not actual transgressions against natural law, because the transgressions against natural law are those things that initiate aggression and violence against others.
So list some of the things, I mean, the big ones that really break God's law.
Yes. The real seven deadly sins that are transgressions against all of natural law are murder, assault, rape, theft, trespass, coercion, and willfully lying. And these are all forms of theft. If you really,
which willfully lying would be like a form of conspiracy, cooking up new forms of inventing evil.
Yeah, like, I mean, not telling someone there's a carcinogenic substance in something that you gave them to eat, you know, something like that. I mean, you're obviously, you know, holding back necessary information and knowledge that someone needs to know, that if they don't
so
know.
So really the withholding of knowledge, the attempt to keep people in the dark, is a big sin.
Yes, and that's what these people are. They are occultists. And what occult means is hidden knowledge. It means hiding knowledge that people need to understand, because if they don't understand it, it's going to open up a huge power differential through their ignorance. And that's what these dark occultists have done. They've wielded knowledge as a weapon over other people about how these laws of nature work.
And you just said it all. They are keeping us stunted like children so they can rule over a bunch of brain-damaged children. That is the ultimate sin.
I give an example. Like, imagine if someone didn't know how to do basic arithmetic. How much would a merchant be able to take advantage of them? You know, that they would convert that ignorance into their advantage.
And that's when Christ pulled out the whip and overturned the tables and beat the Pharisees, because they were making you pay 10 times more for a certain coin to buy the sacrifice, and were engaged in a manipulation and ripping people off that were faithful.
And it's all forms of theft. Every wrongdoing under natural law is a form of theft. If you break them all down, murder, the theft of life without just cause, assault, taking someone else's well-being without, you know, the physical health of their body without right, rape, the theft of someone's free will sexual association, theft is the taking of property that's not yours, trespass, the taking of security in another's dwelling place which doesn't belong to you to take, coercion is taking of someone's free will, the theft of free will, which isn't yours. And then lying is taking necessary knowledge from people, withholding necessary knowledge. You could boil natural law down in its most simplistic form to one overarching principle. Don't steal. Theft is the ultimate sin. It's the ultimate form of wrongdoing against natural law.
And we even see plants and things that live in harmony versus things that come in and don't live in harmony and that are destructive. I mean, you see this as above, so below.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's the principle of correspondence, that this is going on across all scales of creation, and that as our behavior, as we put our behavior out into the universe, it is going to be reflected back to us as the shared human experience.
You're a smart guy. Why do you think the globalists are so scared? Give me your honest opinion on Trump, on InfoWars, on the censorship. They really dread, and I'm not trying to make ourselves the center of this, they fear. I get around senators and others. They shake in fear like we're a guillotine or something. Why do you think they're so scared?
They fear any exposure of their criminal activity and of their complete deception. And anything that brings people closer into harmony with understanding truth, they want to shut down, because the works of evil are always done in darkness. They can't deceive people if people are in full knowledge. They want to maintain their power differential by maintaining their knowledge differential. And as long as the main body of the human public remains in the ignorance that they are currently in regarding the laws of spirituality and the laws of morality that are embedded in nature, these criminal occultists who are really running the earth right now are going to be able to continue exercising their power differential over other people. That's why they don't want it exposed, and that's why they're going to do anything.
Do you agree with me that they're super scared right now, though? They seem really scared.
I think that they are worried about the possibility of this type of knowledge breaking out and becoming more mainstream. I don't know if I would go so far as to say that they're shaking in their boots, because they still have a lot of systems in place that are controlling this.
Oh, no, I agree. Their systems are in place, but their big master plan, the more they try to birth it, the more there's rumblings and earthquakes, the more they have problems, but they still steam ahead. Stay right there. We'll get into some of the contemporary stuff with you and take some calls. We're going to get back more into this later, too.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future universities would be saying don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back in this symbol war, in this information war, at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. Hey, True 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mark Passio with his great website.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Mark. Again, you can talk for 10 hours. You do great online conferences. My wife's bought some of the DVDs. I've watched them. And I want to have you come to Austin sometime and do a whole presentation here, and I won't be here interrupting. It won't be radio and TV breaks interrupting. Got a bunch of callers on a bunch of the subjects. You said you were happy to get into whatever and kind of apply your research and the way things are working to it. But I wanted to just bring this up real quick. The Bible says the wicked flee when none pursue. One of my favorite Bible verses, and they use that at the beginning of True Grit, the remake of it. That's excellent, in my view. But There was a motorcycle backfire last night in New York. People totally panicked like it was the end of the world, and a gun hadn't even gone off. You pull up drudgereport.com. USA Today has evacuated because someone thought they might have seen someone with a gun. Now this shows the hysteria of still maybe 100 people a year get killed in a mass shooting. Extremely rare. But still, it's this perception. So fitting that into natural law, when people I've noticed are brought up in cities and haven't been out in the real world or haven't done carpentry or hunting or done whatever, they don't have any smarts, even street smarts. And they seem to just take whatever mainstream news tells them. They're so soft, they're so domesticated, that if I were to backfire, I wouldn't even probably even pay attention. But these people are so primed that there's mass shooters everywhere that when they're out in public, they think they're about to die, even though statistically taxis run over hundreds of people a year. I've almost been hit in New York by a taxi. But they don't have that common sense or natural law sense or differential. Whatever the system wants to project onto them, it's like they're almost a clean slate, like they're soulless. And I don't want to say they're soulless, but it seems like they've already almost given over the ghost. How would you, in your system of studying natural law, which I think is so, you know, a nice unifying field theory, how would you speak to that?
Well, I would say it's absolutely true that they are domesticated and they do not understand the self-defense principle, which is one of the biggest aspects of natural law. You know, there's two unifying, overarching principles that one must understand if we're going to understand the totality of natural law. And that is, first, the non-aggression principle. The non-aggression principle just simply states that it is always immoral. It's always is morally wrong to initiate violence and aggression against other sentient beings. But we have to combine that non-aggression principle with the masculine aspect, which is the self-defense principle. And this means that we have the inherent right to defend our rights, to defend ourselves and our property against people who are coming at us with violence and aggression. So self-defense is an inherent human right. And what they've done is they have socially engineered the vast majority of people, especially people in urban environments, to not understand, especially the self-defense principle. You know, we generally, as people, want to live in an environment that's not aggressive and violent, okay? But we think there's exceptions to that rule of the non-aggression principle for people in government, and that's a big morally relativistic problem. But the people in urban environments in particular, really, most of them do not understand the self-defense principle, which is we always maintain the right, the inherent human right, to defend ourselves with weaponry against people who are initiating violence against us. And that's why the ownership of arms is absolutely so important and can never be given up if we're going to maintain our freedom.
And shifting into the next subject, the left is everywhere. Going to Mitch McConnell's house, saying they're going to stab him to death. I mean, I don't want to kill anybody offensively, but let me tell you, if I went to Mitch McConnell's house or anybody's house and said, I'm going to stab a senator, I should get arrested. They're at his house at midnight with little kids yelling and cussing. They're breaking that natural law of you would never bring kids to a gunfight, never bring kids to something, or cuss in front of them. They're about overriding every basic norm that we laid down of chivalry, which I would say is a form of natural law being projected into man's law of, hey, let's not involve women and children in this. And then somebody's putting up flyers all over New York. DrudgeReport.com has the article. It's an InfoWars article saying we're going to put Republicans in death camps. Well, that's just somebody saying that. Well, everywhere the Democrats are saying it's time to get violent. It's time to start killing. It's time to go after people. And then when some wound up white supremacist, we even believe that, kills some poor Hispanic people, they then project it onto all Trump supporters. Again, it's like a death of logic, a death of common sense. They're the ones constantly saying, let's be dirty. Let's not follow the rules. Let's get violent. And then when somebody gets violent, they flip out and go, oh, my gosh, you can't declare a war. And then when it starts, say, hey, you're not allowed to punch back, which I'm not in any way defending whoever did that in down there to those great people. It's evil, it's horrible, but even in the synthetic sea They've created this idea where the left can attack, the left can censor the left-hand path, but no one else can stand against it. It's like a protected group, and they're at war with logic.
If you study it historically, this is how all authoritarian regimes actually begin. There's always some sort of violent political group that is positioned as, you know, the favored people of the party that is taking over.
The brown shirts.
And, this was the brown shirts or the Sturmabteilung in Nazi Germany. And then they had the Night of the Long Knives, in which those people were double-crossed and thrown under the bus, and then the SS came to power. So, you know, it's always a matter of these authoritarians, that actually, like, position the people in a position of authority up as their gods, prop them up as their gods, their priests in this priest class, this religion of authoritarianism. And, you know, then they find out that they're only going to allow them to serve their purpose for as long as they're
useful. I was about to say,
there's
always, whether it's fascism or communism, a useful idiot group that helps the evil guys come to power. And the globalists, I've noticed, the Satanists always are very OCD. They follow exact plans. It's almost robotic. A, do you agree with that? And B, why do they throw their own minions under the bus? And then B, why are they so robotic? Or am I wrong?
They are absolutely robotic and follow very stringent guidelines in their approaches, in their whole formula that they follow, because they are trapped in the reptilian mind, the reptilian or reactive part of the brain. And this part of the brain does not allow for creation. It is simply fight or flight mechanisms, and it sticks to the same plan as long as that plan continues to work, like repetition. And, you know, they don't really create. All they do is take things and twist them and distort them and invert them. And, you know, they absolutely follow a script because, unfortunately, it has always worked. They haven't had to deviate from their plan because the public is still in a very deep level of trance and ignorance.
I agree. We'll come back and take calls and talk about how we get out of that trance in your view. But I know Trump's not perfect. If you don't like Trump, that's fine. Give us your honest assessment. Why are they so enraged by Trump, or are they not enraged by him? Is Trump a Trojan horse?
No, they absolutely are, and I think it's because the last election represented archetypes, the mother authoritarian figure, you know, versus the father figure of the older man, you know, heterosexual man, and they know that they are trying to socially engineer a gender divide and start a gender war. And this last election represented the whole concept of the two archetypal principles, the feminine and masculine, pitted against each other for, you know, control, you know, in society as far as the figurehead of the presidency is concerned. And when the feminine, or the, you know, Clinton lost that election, it was the perfect polarization divide that they needed in society to really create deep political polarization and hatred in society.
If Hillary represents the feminine, as if, like you said, everything is twisted. That is not a woman.
But to the leftists, obviously, you know, that this is their archetypal mother figure that they got behind.
So are you hinting that there's a deeper plan, not that Trump's bad or rigged, but there's a deeper plan to create the global revolution by bringing Trump in? Well, let me see what you say about that. And I promise, Carlos, Bill, Chase the Patriot, Rick, Brad, we're coming to your next segment. I haven't gotten to the FBI agent saying Trump's hiling Hitler by lowering the flags. It's all coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Out of his mouth than an Uzi. I didn't even cover him the last few days with just outrageous statements about Trump wanting a race war and Trump's Hitler, but now he's gone even further. And I just keep wondering how the lies are going to escalate, because used to, people got in trouble, you know, saying the world's going to end in 12 years, like AOC, or AOC, you know, stealing $2 million out of the campaign money. Maybe she will get in trouble, but in another bizarre performance, this is on Infowars.com, on NBC News programming, former FBI Assistant Director for Counterterrorism, Frank Figliuzzi, claimed that President Trump may have ordered flags down at half staff not to honor the victims of the Dayton or El Paso shootings, but rather to collaborate and celebrate Hitler. Now, this is a very obscure thing that I barely knew about, but some prison folks and like some kind of prison gang thing about 88 is in the alphabet, Heil Hitler. But it's this bigger attack on language and words that Ingsoc and George Orwell, Eric Blair wrote about, because he was actually a top propagandist for them. Winston Smith is an allegory of him. He wrote essays admitting this. He said they want to destroy language and create emotional responses to it and then reduce the language after you've made the language toxic. And so that's part of this process of just removing language. And, well, I mean, here's the clip. Now remember, all these famous football players have had ADA. But I personally am not a huge football guy, but I owned a Drew Pearson, because Drew Pearson's a great guy, is a great family guy, has a great record. That's the kind of football player I like to, you know, emulate. I mean, years ago, I had an 88 jersey. And I was just teasing Drew that works in the office, who's Hispanic, last week, because he was wearing a Drew Pearson, obviously Drew Pearson. And I said, oh, look, you're a Nazi. He said, what are you talking about? I said, well, the left now says 88 is Hitler. And he went, oh, I never heard that. And then now in the news, it's this week, they're externalizing the method. They're popularizing the demonization of letters and numbers and mother and father and the OK symbol. This is part of a larger plan. So, no, Drew Pearson's not a Nazi, neither is Trump. But, and this is even more esoteric or even more ridiculous or even more made up. They're saying because he ordered him down on one day and to go back up on 8-8, that is the Heil Hitler. Here it is.
We have to understand the adversary and the threat we're dealing with. And if we don't understand how they think, we'll never understand how to counter them. So it's little things and language and messaging that matters. The president said that we will fly our flags at half mast until August 8th. That's 8-8. Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I am using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House. The numbers 8-8 are very significant in neo-Nazi and white supremacy movement.
Oh, my God.
Why? Because the letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And to them, the numbers 8-8 together stand for Heil Hitler. So we're going to be raising the flag back up at dusk on 8-8. We have to understand the adversary.
That's why Trump's daughter is married to an Orthodox Jew. That's why he moved the embassy back to Jerusalem. This is the biggest load of BS, but it's this FBI agent that is invoking this and that is now making the symbol that they're taking over every symbol. Mark Passio, what do you think's behind it?
Well, I think symbology is very important to understand, and what he's referring to there is gematria or some type of occult or hidden symbolism.
Exactly. You speak extensively how they communicate with this.
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean we're into it, but they're communicating with it.
You can't take a pattern. Patterns are very important to recognize, but you can't apply them to instances where they don't actually apply. You have to apply them where they really do apply, and I think that is a tremendous stretch. It's sort of ridiculous what he's trying to apply it to there.
Well, it'd be one thing if Trump was actually a Nazi. Maybe then. But, I mean, that's the normal times to take a flag down for, what, 4 to 7 days. So, I mean, I don't know what to say anymore.
As you know, anybody that doesn't agree with the narrative coming out of the authoritarian left is going to be applied a Nazi. This is a communist technique straight out of Stalin's playbook to attack anyone that, you know, opposed communism.
That was my next point. Because they're saying the leader of Italy for saying we're nationalists is a Nazi. Why are they using a Stalinist or Maoist handbook?
Because to this point it has worked. You know, the people haven't wised up to it. They haven't really studied what socialism is. They don't understand that it's control of resources in the hands of the state and distribution of them as they will see fit, and that's how they can control people. They haven't historically studied communism and what it has produced societally.
So like dodo birds, where we don't know because we haven't been through it. Let me ask you this then, because I forgot the question for the break. What, your real gut level on Trump? I mean, I think he means well. He's done a lot of good. We see nationalism spreading. But at the same time, I do see the division that they've used him to create. It's not his fault that I agree that there's some larger alchemy going on here.
I think they studied it actuarially. Actuarial studies. They
like
run
insurance.
Yeah, like insurance companies, high-level financial companies, they run a lot of complex variables through supercomputers, and obviously intelligence agencies do this all the time to predict human behavior through trends, through current trends. And, you know, I think they saw the type of political polarization that would occur if they allowed Trump to take the presidency, and that's why I think he was actually put in there. I don't necessarily believe that he's evil himself. I just think that he's not enlightened. He has to really wake up to a higher level of true enlightenment and spirituality. If he did, I think maybe he'd be a motivational force for good if he really understood natural law at a deep level. So, you know, that's sort of my personal take on that. I'll say this.
What did they think running Hillary? Because I know they ran it through supercomputers. They really thought she was going to win at least one faction. But I agree, there's another faction that definitely wants U.S. power to come up on top, not even so much for the people, but it sees us as basically it's like Sauron. It hands out the rings of power, but it's got the one held back.
They ran Clinton because they knew she would be the totalitarian sprint, you know, but some factions prefer the totalitarian tiptoe, as David Icke likes to call it. It's getting from, you know, a state of, you know, alleged freedom to a state of total lockdown in society very slowly, so that it's like the frog in the boiling pot. A pot, you know, allegory, that if they do it slowly over a period of time, people won't recognize it. And I think what they saw with the whole Clinton versus Trump thing in the last election is it would create such overwhelming polarization in society that when the pendulum swings back the other way in a future election, they're going to be able to take it in the direction that they want in a much
Let's
faster
go further
state.
Down that route, because I think that's a, I'm not saying that's the current reality, but that's possibly what's been going on, at least at some levels in a possible future being looked at. Hillary was advised by some of the nastiest Satanists and globalists out there who, I know, don't associate with Trump and don't like him. But there are people up even above them. She kept saying to the network she controlled, only give Trump attention and ignore everyone else because she thought he was the easiest to beat. Now, she was being advised by people that knew damn well he had more charisma in his pinky than she had in her whole body. And so, and then once she finally figured it out by the inauguration or by the nomination in July of 2016, it was too late. But yes, there was, you call it the hand of providence or maybe the black hand of the New World Order, but definitely there was a hand moving there.
I agree. I think they position this like a chess strategist would position themselves several moves ahead. And I think, again, you know, I'll reiterate that I think it was really done to create this social divide and social polarization that we're seeing. Political social polarization is at an all-time high, almost to the point of it feels like a pressure cooker out there in society, especially in urban environments. And I think they saw that that was a very real possibility that they could create. And that's how these strategists, these social engineers, play their long-term game.
It's an amazing time. If you can do 15 more minutes, we'll take some calls. You got to go. What's on earth is happening.com, Mark Passio. I promise now. Two-minute break. We're going to go to Carlos, Bill, Chase the Patriot, Rick, Brad, and then he's taking over, always informative, one of the most popular guests we have. We've even done national studies. I didn't used to do surveys. We've paid for big scientific ones, real ones, not the fake ones. And we know that my show's most popular, close second, Paul Watson, then Mike Adams. Everybody loves the rest of the crew, obviously. David Knight, unsurprisingly, has the highest IQ audience. They're almost all engineers and scientists. And he has the most government people listening. He's on weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer is just popular across the board. He's coming up 3 o'clock, but, you know, it's kind of what we already thought was going to be going on. I have the most minorities listening, which welcome, and folks from all the world. But we're here with Mark Passio, Smart Cookie. Fourth hour straight ahead with Mike Adams at First Your Calls and a couple of special videos we've got that haven't aired yet. We're going to premiere. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.